Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Don't wait. Don't wait. Spirit says to sing your song, do your dance. Don't wait. Don't wait. What are you waiting for if you're waiting? What are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? What's the excuse? Spirit says to sing your song. You have been ordered, commanded, invited to step into your life. Thank you, Agape Choir. Reminding us that Spirit is asking us, inviting us to sing our song. Your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. Let me play that song again later on. I don't know. But the words are just simply beautiful. Just so amazing. Spirit says to sing your song. You can't just wait for it to happen, because it happens through you. Ooh, you can't just wait for God to do it. God does it through you. So when you stand still, God says, okay, I am right here. I'm at peace. You got to do your dance so you can experience abundance. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. Yep, phone line, that's what it is. Switchboard, yeah, that's what you were thinking about. But yes, thank you all for being here. Those of you listening to the archive, those of you listening to the show over again, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show right now, because whenever you listen to the show, it's going to be right now. And the show today is Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Yes, we do that on Wednesdays when we don't have a guest or when we're not doing all the other shows. We want to talk about life. I have different thoughts, but today we're going to dance with the universe because we simply need it. And just a little reminder, if you're wondering, what did he just say?
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
And you're free to call in 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. We'll answer your questions as we have a conversation. Come sit at the round table of life, so we can experience different points of view. And when we share our points of view, we all grow together, you know? Just different points of views. That's all it is. You're sitting at that point, I'm sitting at this point, you over there, and all together, we get to see the bigger picture. Yes. Agape Choir brought us in, reminding us that Spirit says to sing your song. What's your song? Are you singing? Or you saying, well, my voice, you know, my voice is not that good today. Well, you know, my money's funny. Well, I can't sing my song. I'm a bit tired. Well, I can't sing my song. I got bills to pay. I can't sing my song. I'm too old. I can't sing my song. My parents said I shouldn't sing that song. They didn't like that kind of music. What is stopping you if you are stopped? If you are stuck, if you're afraid to sing your song? There's a line in the song that says, where is it? Let me scroll down here. Actually, before we get to that part, I'm going to read that out. Let's see. Okay. I feel like playing a song again, but I won't. And it says something like, where is it? Here it is. You can't just wait for God to do it. God does it through you. And if you feel like your back is against the wall and you're holding on real tight because you don't want to take that fall, no, don't. You don't want to make that move because you don't want to make a mistake. You're holding back. That's the cause of your pain. I add a little bit of it to it. I am pain to it. That's the cause of your challenge. It's the cause of why your life is the way it is. Because abundance is actually so much more than money. We're going to talk more about that. It's so much more than money. As a matter of fact, abundance, it's not even about money. Yes, it's not. But I feel like I'm feeling stuff come up. Let me just slow down right now because let me just welcome all of you in the chat room. I welcome all the love streamers streaming that love through here. Thank you. Thank you for dancing with me, dancing with the universe. Glenda Springer is in the house. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Antoine is in the house. Walimu speaks. Nice to see you, my brother. Been a little while, but we're always connected in spirit. I know you're doing yours as I'm doing mine. You're singing your song. Nahali, Sylvia, welcome, welcome, welcome. And the ocean, Diva. Diva is in the house. Everybody take a deep breath and jump into the deep end with the ocean, Diva. Because that's where the goodness of all is. Joyful Tamar Joy, our official after the show discussion moderator. Here we go. Tracy Ann Miller. And we've got Electra. It is so nice to see you all. And on the switchboard, we've got some numbers I can recognize. Let's see. There's Tanya. I think that's Donna. There's Celeste. There's some other numbers I don't recognize. But, you know, if you want to be recognized, we don't do shout-outs. If we did, I would have given a shout-out to everybody I just called. But we don't do shout-outs. We just recognize folks. We are talking about abundance. And, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And just some updates here. Next Wednesday, last Wednesday of every month, we have Conscious Parenting, show where we assist you, teach you, share with you to parent from a conscious place, not out of default, not out of stress, not parenting the way your parents did, or trying not to be like your parents, but you're parenting with awareness. That's 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Wednesday with Michelle Brown Stafford. And then on the same day at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Lisa Iverson joining us for Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so make sure... Make sure that you follow the show, be a friend of Life Conversations Radio. Well, we've got a like page for Life Conversations Radio. We've got a like page for Ask Life Coach Ade. And we also have a page for Ade and his Forge on Facebook. Huh? Yep, we do. So you have no excuse. So abundance. The topic is a bit tricky. Someone told me today, well, I didn't know what you were talking about at first. But then I saw what you were saying. Yes, it's about doing the dance. When you dance with the universe, you experience abundance. Blessings abound. Just more and more and more. When you step into that, when you step on the dancing floor with the universe and the song, Spirit says to sing your song, there's a line that says your faith is met with no resistance. When it's moving through you, ooh, you got to move to get the power that is waiting for you. Let's stop right there. You got to move to get the power that is waiting for you. Isn't that the deal? You can't just stand on the dance floor. You have a dance, go sit down somewhere. So if you want to experience abundance, you got to dance with the universe. You got to sing your song. And this song is somewhat a continuation of... yesterday's show, and just a few minutes before the show, I said, yeah, you know, when you talk about living an inspired life, and there was a quote that I shared yesterday, and let's see if I can find it, because that's really what it is. Let me bring this quote up, and so much to share. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. My co-producer is in the house, Betty Pegues, and she will be here co-hosting with me, Spiritual Tag Team. Actually, she's going to be here. First and second Wednesday of the month. I'm going to leave that alone. Let's move on. So here's the quote that I shared yesterday, for those of you who didn't hear yesterday's show, because this is sort of a continuation. I wasn't planning this, but it just turns out, because that's really what it's about. So here's a quote. Don't ask the world. No, let's start that again. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman. So when you're dancing, you're alive. When you're singing your song, you're alive. And when you're singing your song, your faith is met with no resistance because you're flowing. But let's pull back and say, what is abundance? What does he mean when he talks about abundance? Because, you know, abundance for me is about money. Well, you can say all that stuff. You can be all metaphysical and all spiritual and that, but I got to have some money. It's all about the money, man. This is America. America don't understand black and white. America only respects green. Well, my brother and my sister, it's okay. Take a breath. Let me educate you. Let me inspire you. Let me help you shift in consciousness. I love, for me, when I'm talking about abundance, I'm talking about something that's much more than money. And if there's anybody listening, they're saying, well, what's much more than money? Well, let's think about it. Let's just say you have all the money in the world, that you're the richest person in the whole wild world. Yes, let's try that again. Whole wild world. There you go. Can you just go to a market or hospital and say, I want to buy a kidney? Yeah, you heard me, a kidney. Not chicken kidney, not cow kidney, a human kidney. Can you just go buy a brain? Can you buy eyes and say, yeah, I want that and I need money back guarantee? Where am I going with this? Just stay with me. Stay with me. I don't want to break it down. You can have the money, but that doesn't mean you could always have access to what you really need to live a fulfilling life. When I'm talking about abundance, I'm talking about good health, inner peace, emotional and spiritual well-being, harmonious relationships, expressions of your gift. You know, there's a certain kind of joy when you wake up in the morning that even though there's some things that are not going the way you would like it to, you still have this sense of joyfulness. You know that the grace of God is all around you. That's abundance. And guess what? Money then becomes a byproduct of what you're living. Because you can't, it's impossible to have good health, inner peace, emotional and spiritual well-being, harmonious relationship. You're expressing your gift. You are dancing with the world. You're dancing with the universe. You are so, you just say, oh, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. Money will track you down. Goodness and mercy will track you down. Why? Because you're sending out the vibration. Your vibration is like a fishing rod. You send it out and it just pulls in all that you need, the house, the money, the things, the material wealth. But when you focus on your song, when you focus on your gifts, on your talent, what you're here to share, you know, that fishing rod could be considered law of attraction because you attract that which you focus on, even if you say you want it or not. If you don't want it and you talk about it, you don't want it, you don't want it, you don't want it, and the law of attraction said, coming right up, we got you. If you want it and you talk about how much you want it, how much, you know, just having it in your life will make you feel and you're so focused on it and you know all as well, law of attraction will support you making that happen. As a matter of fact, there is nothing you need to do to be abundant. We have been fooled, if you will. Yeah, I say fooled, conditioned, to believe that abundance is something you have to get. You're already it. You're already it. You're already it. Now, how you're experiencing your life depends on how you're singing your song. You decide how much you want to experience. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Got to do something here real quick, and I'll be right back to take a call. Thank you.
We are back.
Yes, all of us, we are back. All of us. Someone said to me, who's this we you talk about? Well, guess what? I am connected. My roots run deep. I know that I don't do this show by myself. I know my life is surrounded. I'm surrounded by beings that I don't see. So we're all back. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And here's another thing I've wondered before we take a call. there's a non-physical being called Bashar, and channeled, if you will, what's his name? Dwayne, I think the guy's name is. But Bashar, like Abraham, channeled or expressing through Esther Hicks, Bashar says their definition of abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. The ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Now, you may step into, well, there are things I need to do, but I can't do it right now. Well, if you can't do it right now, it's because it doesn't need to be done right now. Really. It really doesn't need to be done right now. Now, let's take a call. Tanya, my sister, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ade. How are you today?
I am wonderful.
I was kind of nervous about sharing this story with you, but I have to.
But the good thing about you sharing that nervousness, it means you're getting ready to transform. This is a perfect opportunity to grow. So
yes,
be nervous,
I
and I
have
got
to
you.
Share it with
I
you.
Got you.
You know, I had got my reading. I received my reading from Betty. One of the things that I do remember that Betty kept telling me, watch your mouth. My mom used to tell me that all the time, so I knew that that was her coming through. And I had decided, you know, I'm going to be quiet. I'm just, you know, going to be still. But still, me being the type of person I am, I couldn't be still and be quiet all the time. But I learned. I had an old boyfriend come back and, you know, tell me, oh, we can work this out. I've changed. I'm growing. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if you're growing, you don't have to tell people you're growing. They can see it, you know, because mm-hmm. I've been there and done that. But listening to Daddy, listening to Celeste, I said, you know, I'm going to be quiet. So my abundance came in. When you're still and you're quiet, you can hear what God's saying to you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think a lot of times God would send people like Betty, like you, like Celeste, because he knew I wasn't ready to accept, like, him talking to me. So he had to show me, you know, he had to give me people to say things to me to accept. So I decided like 2 weeks ago to move back with him. A day, the things when you feel and you cry that God will show you,
mm-hmm.
whew, it's something else. On Sunday, I had chest pains real bad. I'm like, I know I'm not getting ready to have a stroke, but I heard in my left ear a man's voice. It said, be still. I laid down. Took a nap, which I'm like, maybe I shouldn't take a nap. But I heard in my right ear a woman's voice. I'm like, this is my mom talking. It was like, you're going to be okay, baby. Just rest. So when I woke up, no more chest pains. I called Celeste. I was like, girl, I'm having chest pains. She's talking about the deer and everything to me. I'm like, okay, here we go. She's saying, I need to talk about my chest pain for real. I think I'm dying.
Talk about animals,
you know,
totem,
she was like, no.
Stuff.
Right, because you know, that's my baby. I love the laugh. She was like, you know, the deer is gentle, and you just be gentle, and you know what I'm saying, you're transforming, you got to listen, and all this. I was like, okay, still thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't trust this man. God brought to me again. You don't have to trust, man. You trust me. So he gets sick on Wednesday a day, and he has to go to the hospital. I take him to the hospital. You know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I told Celeste, I said, I'm leaving. I'm not here. My spirit is no longer here. I've outgrown this. But I decide, you know what I'm saying? She was like, no, just stay and just help him. I said, okay. On Friday, I go to the hospital. I tell him I'm going to be at the hospital at 3. I decide to go at 11 with his father. Why another female walks in the hospital a day? Another woman. Mm-hmm. I'm like sitting there with my legs crossed. I'm like, you really have changed. Life Conversations has really done a lot for you. Because it was a time, if I didn't know myself like I know myself now and have gotten aligned with myself, a day somebody would have ended up in intensive care at that hospital, and it would not have been mm-hmm. me. So, me and the young lady, we speak to each other. She's on your phone line right now. That's one of those numbers that you probably don't recognize. Her name is Sunita. And I just wanted to share it because I'm sure it's a lot of women and it's a lot of men that's going through that when people are not authentic and they're trying to be in a relationship with you. There is nothing but deceit. And everything.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me clarify something. Did you call someone out for doing something that's in alignment with spirit, or you called them out for doing something that was out of alignment with spirit?
Yeah. And both of us, let me tell you, me and this young lady started talking.
Wait, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
I said, did you call someone out because they were doing something in alignment with spirit, or they were doing something out of alignment with spirit?
I believe that I was still in a line, but a lot of things I wasn't sure. I really think that I was feeling I was getting out of alignment.
Okay, but the question I'm asking, and the reason I'm asking is because I am sort of multitasking here. I know you called somebody's name, but I'm asking you the person
yes,
you called out.
Yes, that's the young lady that was at the
hospital. Wait. I'm just trying to make sure. Were you calling them out because they did something in alignment with spirit or out of alignment with spirit?
No, she was in alignment with spirit.
Okay, great. Okay, good. All right.
Yes, and she
calm,
is,
I was about to
you
calm
know,
down this phone line and say, don't be calling people out like that. Okay, good. I was multitasking, so
no, she
I wanted
is
to
in
make
alignment.
Sure I didn't miss nothing. Okay.
You know what
ahead.
I'm saying? It takes us all a moment to get to a certain point. But mm-hmm. she's well on her way.
Okay. Got it. So let me ask you this. In your quietness, when you decided to be quiet, what is one thing that came up for you?
When I was being quiet, the one thing that came up for me is if you're quiet, even if a person is not authentic, they will be transparent to you.
Exactly. So for me, I would translate it as in when you're quiet, you will see clearly. When you were quiet, you began
yes.
seeing clearly. You saw what you needed to see. That's it right
yes.
there. That is it
you know,
right there. It's about getting still.
It.
And when we get still, we see all that needs to be seen.
Yes.
My sister, keep growing, keep shining. There's so much more. Keep listening. And I thank you for your contribution. I thank you for your love. And there's so much more. Life is good and
thank
it's getting better.
Too,
just let
I
it flow.
You.
Love you too, darling. Talk to you later. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. If you want to share your comments, your thoughts, your ideas on abundance, 347-426-3346. I want to share something with you that I got from a listener. which I actually got this. It was posted on my wall last night. And I share this as an example of, you know, when we're singing our songs, when we're doing what we love. And the thing is, singing your song, dancing with the universe, knowing that you're already abundant, is so much more than you. It is so much more than you. You came here to do this. And I received this. It was on my Facebook page. I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning. But it was a good, what I would call a love letter, because it inspired so much love and gratitude in me. And let me pull it up here, somewhere here. Where is it? This one? Oh, yeah, my computer crashed just a minute ago. Let's try this one. And I want to read it to you. Here we go, yes. So I had a listener call in about a month ago. Her name is Angel. And she was at a place where she's working, but she wants to express her creativity. She wants to do more things that line up with her spiritual values. She wasn't quite sure how to move forward. She was sort of stuck. I mean, but she's just like, I need to know how to move forward. So I worked with her coach on the call, and I can't remember what the topic of the show was, but it's somewhere there. If anybody needs me, you can send me an email or just put it on the Facebook page, and I'll find the show for you. But it was really, I mean, while she was on the air, you could actually hear her seeing things differently. You can call it having an aha moment, but her consciousness was shifting in that moment. And I remember after that call, I was like, wow, this is why I live. This is why I'm here. Because while she was having that aha moment, I was feeling the energy. I was so grateful. So I got this. She said, Ade, I wanted to thank you again for taking my call and encouraging me to pursue my dreams of shifting into a more spiritual career. I have cut my hours in half where I work so I can pursue everything else. I've created a website finally for my makeup artistry. And she gave the website address. It's here. Let me post that in chat room, or you can just go to my Facebook page. You inspired me to my truth and encouraged me with your love and support. You are a shining light in the world. Thank you. And then she said, and then she had another comment. I will be taking a certification classes in energy healing work in October. Thank you again and again and again. And, you know, I share that to you not from an egotistical point of view, but for me, it's once again, I tell you areas of my life that I'm working on where I criticize myself or where I, you know, doubt the shows and say, well, was that a great show? But I also, you know, there's two sides, or more than two sides, but two for now. There's the flip side. Yeah, there's a flip side to that. So for me, when I read this, it's like, wow, because you think about it, not just me, but think of time you have made a difference in somebody else's life and how they get to shift in consciousness. And because they shifted in consciousness, they go forth and inspire somebody else. And then the person they inspire will inspire somebody else, and it goes on and on and on and on. Can you imagine if we just get lost in this and really singing our song, dancing with the universe, knowing that we're already abundant, seeing differently, and then we become a catalyst for other people's transformation? We won't have to worry about those silly people that are saying stuff. That, oh, I can't believe you said that. Well, people will say stuff. People will say silly things, crazy things. But the truth is, the people who are saying the silly things are doing silly things, that's for their own soul transformation. But if you get lost in this, if you get lost in really experiencing your health, your good health, knowing that you are health, even if you're in a hospital, knowing that the life force that moves through you is God, and God can never be sick. If you recognize that the experiences that you had in the past where you were abused or mistreated or called out of your name or whatever it is, when you know that you're so much more than your thoughts, you're so much more than your experiences, you're so much more than your emotions right now, that you're an extension of the God energy. You have a gift to give. You have the gift to deliver. You have talents. An angel went ahead and set up a website. Now, what did I do? All I did was help her see differently. The gift was already there. She knew it was there. She felt it. It was so strong, it almost made her depressed, if you will. But when we had the conversation, when we came together, she tapped into herself and she was able to express it. She shifted in consciousness and then went up and set up a website. Actually, I put it in the... Those of you listening to the archive, you have to go to my Facebook page because it's an interesting. Well, let's see. Maybe I can do this. I don't want to leave anybody out. This is an equal opportunity radio show. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I dare you to call in. I know you want to call in, but you say no.
Are you experiencing abundance? What does abundance mean to you? Money is a byproduct of you living in the energy of love, the energy of your true essence, your presence, your pre-essence. 347-426-3346. Belle Smith. Debbie is in the house. Debbie does dreams. You do? Okay, good. Nice to know. Peaceful, lovely lady is in the house. And new listeners, silent listeners, those of you on the phone, my co-host is on the, she wants to add to this conversation. Let me just give out this website for those listening on the archive or somewhere. I don't know his way. I don't know his name. I can't find him. Okay, the website address is, you know, the W's, all the W's, anangels-touch.web.com. I'll try that again. anangels-touch.web.com. See why I didn't want to give it out? It's kind of tricky. But it's a beautiful website. I mean, that was about a month ago. Now she's put herself out there. She's ready to do the dance with the universe. She's saying yes to her life, and she's going to take some certification. You do what you need to do so the goodness can happen through and as you. Don't just wait for it to happen. It happens through you. It happens through you. Are you ready? Are you going to say yes? You're feeling it right now. So let me bring my co-producer, Betty Pegues. How are you doing, Betty?
I am fine. I'm trying to reboot my computer. It sort of blanked out on me. I guess it was.
I understand.
Well, the thing is, I forgot to plug it in, and so the battery went dead. So now, if you guys are missing me in the chat room, I'll be back.
Okay.
And just out. So I wanted to add to the conversation of experiencing abundance and living an abundant life. As a reader, I get that question all the time. A person either wants to know about a relationship or job or how to have more abundance in their life. And I, as I was listening to you, it brought up a reading I did the other day where a lady sat down and the only question she wanted to ask was, how can she have more abundance, you know, in her life? And I simply asked, by enjoying the abundance you currently have. And she sort of gave me this look as to what you're talking about. You know, like Willis, what you talking about?
She was talking about Willis.
Yeah, what are you talking about? And so I went on to explain to her. I asked her a few simple questions. And I said, do you have food in your refrigerator? And she says, yes. Then enjoy the abundance of food. Do you have clothes? Yes, enjoy the abundance of clothing. Do you have family and friends who love and support you? Yes. Enjoy the abundance of your family and friends. And it went on. I finally said, do you have a dollar in your pocket? And she said, yes. I said, enjoy the abundance of having $1. There's a lot of people who do not. And the thing is, in order for the universe to grant us anything, whether it's more money, whether it's more time, bigger home, a better relationship with our family, we first must enjoy what we got. You can never get anything more until you can appreciate what you have. And so what I tell people, the universe always gives you what you want, but why would it if you can't enjoy where you're at and what you have? To get more, enjoy, you know, exactly where you're at. And that's how you live an abundance life. I had put some quotes in the chat room, and I had made a statement. You know, those who are on the phone lines can hear it, so I'm going to repeat it. And what I said is, a child, we're all born abundant. And we don't know any difference until we're taught that. If you look at a child, you know, they play, they enjoy this world as simply for what it is. Everything's a wonder to them. They are experiencing the abundance of life until at some point we teach them a lack of. And then they get a different perception now of what abundance and a joy of living is. And so, as I have put it, we really do really need to relook and maybe live an abundance life as a child would. Look at your kids and say, if I want to live an abundance life, let me go back like to a mind over child before they were told that they were that they were poor or they didn't have much. If you can go back to your own children, if you have them, from the moment they first started talking and walking, they were full of joy. They didn't see a lack of anything. Everything was a wonder in this world, and they were full of abundance until they got old enough for us to explain to them that they were not. So enjoy what you have. Look at everything in your life. You know, it may not be what you may want at this moment of now, but it is so much more than what anybody else may have. Mm-hmm. And so enjoy it, appreciate and feel the abundance of it so that more can come to you. So that's the comment I wanted to make.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, my sister, and all that you do with us here with me and the conversations we have off air and the laughters we have and all you do. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. And I even appreciate you so much more that sometimes you can't think of anything else but Life Conversations Radio. You just so sweet. Like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, some brain sometimes, a little too much.
Well, I'm not complaining. Thank you, Betty. Life is good and it's getting better. You know, there's a scripture. I laugh because I thought of something yesterday. But anyway, there's a scripture that says, unless you become like a little child, you won't make it into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is right here. The kingdom of God is right here. As a matter of fact, you are a representation, a representation. You represent God as the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. So you've got to be like a child, as Betty was sharing with us. You have this sense of wonderment. It's like some of us have trees around us, but we don't notice it. There might be some people, they leave for work and then come back and the tree's been knocked down and they don't even know it. And they say, wow, can you believe that tree fell? Like, what tree? What tree? Didn't you see the tree that fell on the car? Which car? You know, we are already abundant. And so it's about unlearning. It's about retweaking. It's about letting go. Spiritual growth and transformation is simply about letting go of the BS that we've been fed. You can choose BS to be the other BS, or it can be belief system. And if we're talking one-on-one on the phone, now I'll break it down both ways. I might even go deeper than that. But anyway, we've all been fed BS. It may be from our parents, maybe from teachers, from the education system, from society. Sometimes we feed our own selves the BS. But it started young, and we franchised the BS. So it's time to change your BS. It's time to change your belief system about life, about abundance, right now. Right now, right now. Are you willing? Are you ready? You deserve it. You are it. If you're not experiencing abundance, it's because you are blocking it. Why are you blocking it? Well, I got low self-esteem. Not good enough. Why are you blocking your abundance? Well, I need to practice some more self-love. Not good enough. No, you just need to be. You just need to look at the trees around you. You need to look in your kitchen. Even if you live in a closet, be grateful that you have a closet to live in. Even if you live in one room, that you have air, that you have water, that you can use a toilet, that you can see, that you can smell, even if you can't walk, that you can think. Even if you don't have anything but a laptop, be grateful that you have connection to listen to the show. Be grateful that you can move your fingers. Be grateful that you can think and process what you're hearing, no matter what is going on in your life. And just as important, be grateful that you have people that will show up when you need them to get you back in alignment and call you on your stuff. They'll call you on your BS. Like, nah, uh-uh. Sometimes they might call you by giving you affirmations and remind you of a book or a lecture, a retreat, a sermon, or a teacher. And you might not want to hear it, but it's still abundance tracking you down. For me, the story that I just shared with you about Angela, I guess I was going to call her Angela. Angel, it's like, it's so profound. It's a demonstration. We can be, spirituality is practical. It's pragmatic. We don't have to think it's just ethereal, like, oh, life is good, and I'm floating out there with my spiritual guides and seeing what they're saying. They said my life is going to work out. No, you could actually practice it.
For me, that's a confirmation that when someone shifts their consciousness, the only thing that changed for Angel was she caught the angelic thoughts, the thoughts of God, the pure thoughts of God that is flowing through her, and she said yes. So she called, she set up a website. She's going to do a certification. So much more I'm sure she's doing. That makes my life, I'm like, oh my God, thank you for being the one to be the catalyst. And there's no competition. God is not waiting for you to do anything. It's already been done. You are it. All you got to do is say yes. Now, there is a process you have to do emotionally and spiritually to cleanse all the other BS belief system, or for some of us, it's the system. That's quite funny, actually, if I say so myself. But anyway, you got to do a process. You got to clean yourself of those erroneous thoughts, those erroneous thinking. I'm the black sheep. I'm the one that nobody's like. I'm the one that's not a Christian. I'm the one. No, just let that go. Because when you allow yourself to buy into that BS once again, you start to attract experiences that confirms you're right. Who cares what other people are doing? We're all black sheep, all of us. So we can let go of racism. Corny. All right, let me take a call. let's go to Quinn Law, who is calling from Jamaica, the passionate diva. How are you doing, my friend?
Aula, this is Quinn Law calling from Jamaica, and you are so right, life coach, today, because I live in one cottage room in Jamaica, and when we didn't have any money, my Rastafarian said, you know, we have life. Yes. We have life, and prosperity is everywhere around us. I'm living in a Garden of Eden in Jamaica. When I come out, I'm on my porch now. Oh, God.
Did you say you're living in a Garden of Eden?
Yes.
Whatever you do, don't eat the apple, or don't talk to the snake.
How did you know there were apples in this garden? There's apples in this garden. So know this. As you walk outside, you see the air. You see the butterflies. You see the water in the plants. You see the fruit on the trees. You see the people who say hi that love you. Even our neighbor's blind, and we talk to him. Prosperity is everywhere. We have life. We have love. We have joy. We have passion. We have lack of fear. No fear. We're fearless. Knowing that every day it's going to show up. And so my testimony for the Life Coach Our Day show is, that I live in a foreign country, and last month I ran out of money, the energy of money in a foreign country. And for 2 weeks, I experienced outrageous abundance. I'm talking about being lobster, good friends, connections, people telling me how awesome I am, and I ate well every day. I'm still eating salt. I
hear that.
I'm starting my day off today with Life Coach Our Day, signing off. They call me Soja now here in Jamaica because I'm strong in the spirit. I love you, Our Day. Listeners,
I love you, dude.
Listen to Our Day. Know that everything he's saying, he practices. He is a joy bundle walking around in a human body.
Thank you, my sister. I love you. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Life is good and it's getting better. Life is good. Listen to me, but more importantly, listen to your heart. Let your heart, let your spirit be your guide. I'm a catalyst to just spark, to just nudge you, to put you in that direction, see that spark of divinity within you. And say, oh, my God, I am amazing. Yes, you are. You are here no matter what is going on. And how, here's the thing, as we get ready to release the show, this is really the deal here. Sometimes you might have to take some people fast for some people. You may have to fast from the news. You may have to fast from different things. But you get to decide what that is because you want to cleanse your mind, your consciousness. You may have to read some more. You may have to be still some more. You may have to fast from excuses. You may have to fast from blaming and complaining. You know, you get to decide. You get to decide. You are the space and the place where God gets to reveal itself. You are the place and the space where God gets to reveal itself. Now, if you start trying to, let me hurry up and get there, you miss the point. Because if you say you want to hurry up and get there, you're saying you're missing something. But if you just sit with, I am the place and the space where God and goodness and mercy gets to reveal itself, then you remember. You remember, put all the truth together and realize, I am there. Because wherever you are, God is. There is no spot where good is not. There is no spot where the God consciousness is not. You are an extension of that God consciousness. So my invitation to you today is to give something away. Give a smile. Give a hug. Give money. Give of yourself. Help somebody. Help a neighbor. Give something. Share your abundance with somebody else. Remind them that, wait a minute, you're abundant. And even if they can't hear it at that moment, be the light of truth. If they say to you, don't understand, I don't want to hear that stuff, then be the light of truth. Sometimes the best gift we can give someone is the gift of listening. And just listen. And create the space where they get to express themselves. And sometimes when you give people a space to express themselves, they would say, oh, my God, I don't know, I had all of that in me. Wow, I'm sorry to bore you. Oh, I don't know why I was saying all of that. Or they say, I feel better. And all you gave was a compassionate ear. You gave love through listening. Sometimes you want to teach people. Well, you're one with one. You're one with the one. You love your money, your bun. Sometimes it's just listening. Because when you listen to someone, you become the hands of God. You become love in action. It's not about debate. Truth needs no defense. Nothing to defend the debate about truth. It is what it is. It's a law. It's a principle. 2 + 2, wherever you go in the world, will always be 4. Now, they may have a different language for 4, but it's still 4. Spiritual laws, wherever you go in the world, it's the same. What we have to do is keep reminding ourselves when we go to that ATM and the money we have in there is not enough to withdraw. And we're too embarrassed to go in the bank to take out $7 or $2 because you need that just to get on the bus. when you go in your kitchen, you say, well, y'all talk about food. I only got bread. I got some peanut butter, but I don't have jelly. Well, give thanks. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do also. One of the master teachers said, hey, listen, y'all tripping and starting a religion after me. Guess what, please? People bleed. You can do the things I do. Let me tell you this. You can do greater things than this. So you can bless the loaf of bread and the peanut butter and just watch what happens. You might get more people lining up bringing their own peanut butter and bread. Oh, life is good and it's getting better. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for an opportunity for me to share my gift, to sing my songs. Even in my silliness, I love you so much, and I thank you. And it's about sharing the gift. Start where you are. God will meet you right where you are. Right where you are, God is. So there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Even if it feels painful, it's just the pain of growth. Let's see what's going on in the chat room before we release the show. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to sell that BS business. You've been franchising it for too long. Just sell your business and start your own business. Create a whole belief system. Stop franchising your parents. I think it's time to release the show. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the show. I certainly did. I love it. Well, I'll be back tomorrow for Ask Life Coach Ade. You can send your questions to ask@lifecoachade.com. Ask at lifecoachade.com, or you can put it on Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, or Life Conversations Radio page on Facebook, or whatever. Just send a thought. I will pick it up because we are one. And when you send your questions in, you become a blessing to other people. Life is good. It's getting better. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you share the show with your friends, your family, the so-called lovers, the so-called haters. Share the show with them, and we all grow together. We need each other. Let's go out with this song. Those of you on this, in online won't hear it, but those in your phone will. Be the change you want to see. You are abundant now. Be still, be loved, and be grateful. I'm out.
Peace. The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace. The only reason some still be packing heat is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. Cause I'ma be the change. It's all hurricanes, tsunamis, wars, and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction. And see, we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations? Fear and separation. And I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. But everybody a change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff. Happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.